the quality and the picture quality is sharper. And it's really a movie that's almost entirely relying on those two things.
Yeah. So.
His room and flew right out again. Down jumped the prince, and he went again to find his radio.
Hi, this is Somi, and you're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM, hands-on creative community radio for Greene and Columbia County.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how do I's into here's how you can's. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
Your work than many other people are, because I've had the opportunity to see them more times.
Well, you see, I don't believe that film should be seen several times to be appreciated. I think that it ought to give the essence of itself the first viewing. And so things like that happen are all through the film. I don't count on them being seen. I don't count on that being important. But it was important that I did that myself, that I knew it was in there. That's all.
Yeah. The fellow's Soaring Wood, that got to me the first time. Somehow that it seemed like it really was an incongruous shot that you put in there to break the
recreation, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's it. I it's a matter of working in impulses, and they come to an end. And when they do, then something else takes place. The same way I work, all my work is, I quite often work in antidotes to what I've done before. I work in opposites. And that's why I jumped from painting to film and back again, and from sculpture to film, and these are ploys to provoke myself, keep things going. You know, there's always something dangling over there that has to be taken care of, and I drop this and run over there to take care of that. Keep a lot of things going that way.
You had built more or less everything around here yourself, didn't you? Like the animation stand.
Well, that's some kind of sickness too. I made a. I once made a synchronizer out of some thread bobbins, and I made my own splicer.
Did it work?
It worked miserably. And the splicer, no, the splicer had a purpose. I could make very, very thin splices with it, so I didn't have to go through A and B roll. It was one of those cases of doing a lot more work to avoid a little bit of work. I did a lot more extra work. But it's also a question of false economy, in a sense. Psychologically important to not be too involved with the technology, to the, sacrifice expressive involvement, you know.
Right.
Very leery of cameras, and I'm not particularly interested. I get interested in lenses and things at weird times, but the idea of surrounding myself with an awful lot of apparatus and then sitting down to work is wrong. I think I like to keep it very simple.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, Robert Breer.
Imagine an eye unruled by man-made laws of perspective. An eye unprejudiced by compositional logic. An eye which does not respond to the name of everything, but which must know each object encountered in life through an adventure of perception.
It's Movies on the Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Radio for open ears. Movies on the Radio is a monthly simulcast accompanying the Filmont Media Project's outdoor film screening series, Sidewalk Cinema, at 100 Main Street in Filmont, New York. You're tuned in to our monthly radio showcase of the sounds of experimental cinema and experiments in sound from artists, filmmakers, and makers of all types in Columbia and Greene counties and across the world. This month's show will be spending an hour with film, video, and sound art that explores and blurs the boundaries between the mediums of cinema and the radio. I'm calling this episode Flicker and Frequency, Hybrid Adventures in Experimental Moving Images and Terrestrial Radio. Why Flicker and Frequency? Well, Flicker, of course, for that phenomena that makes the movies possible at all. The regular, intermittent flashing of still images, which through quirks of the human visual apparatus, we register as moving images. Frequency, of course, putting the F in FM. The propagation of modulated electromagnetic frequencies through which you're hearing my voice now. We put out a call to filmmakers, radio artists, and sound designers, asking them to reflect on the affinities and contradictions between these two media forms. What happens when the seen and the unseen, light and sound, film and radio collide? Well, stick around for the next hour and find out. Well, we've got the Sidewalk Cinema projector all warmed up, so let's get to the evening's first movie on the radio. I am queuing up No Video, a new video work by Aklashugin Noksi. Aklashugin is a Muskogee and Talagi transgender, two-spirit native artist, experimental filmmaker, and radio producer. They position No Video in their broader practice, which attempts to deconstruct settler colonial structures that confine indigenous existence and expression. No Video explores the ways in which both video and radio participate in the construction of a certain kind of time, linear, ordered, and surveilled time, through a haunting and eerie montage of footage of internet-accessed security cameras and sound from a shortwave universal time count broadcast.
At the tone, 6 hours, 58 minutes, coordinated universal time. At the tone, 6 hours, 59 minutes, coordinated universal time. At the tone, 7 hours, 0 minutes, coordinated universal time. National Institute of Standards and Technology time, this is radio station WWV, Fort Collins, Colorado, broadcasting on internationally allocated standard carrier frequencies of 2.5, 5, 10, 15, and 20 megahertz, providing time of day, standard time interval, and other related information. Inquiries regarding these transmissions may be directed to the National Institute of Standards and Technology, radio station WWV, 2000 East County Road 58, Fort Collins, Colorado, 80524. At the tone, 7 hours, 1 minute, coordinated universal time.
So that was No Video by Aklashugin Noksi. If you are joining us live at the Sidewalk Cinema, you'll no doubt have had a chance to appreciate the way No Video weaves together uncanny pixelated images of surveilled sites across the globe. Deserted beaches, empty churches, or just snow smearing into static. This viewer, at least, is left with the sense that in the same way that a universal time ticked out on a shortwave radio is really a kind of no time, the world that's constructed from the images we get from globalized digital video streams is really a kind of no place. But against what I think no video properly diagnoses as modern media's capacity to alienate and isolate us, I'd like to pose our next entry in tonight's lineup. Skottegatan FM. Every day at noon, Karen Warner broadcasts from Skottegatan FM, a micro-FM station based in her apartment on the quiet street of Skottegatan in Bergen, Norway. Skottegatan FM makes a second transmitter available for neighbors to borrow and transmit from their apartments. The daily broadcast at noon features a weekly roster of guests and programs about mini-FM. Poetry, Norwegian language lessons, dream interpretation, surreal traffic and weather reports, and dance music. Since Norway is the only country to abandon its FM infrastructure and switch to digital audio broadcast, most of the Bergen FM dial is static. Skottegatan FM emerges from these ruins.
Hello, hello, hello. Skottegatan FM coming to you at noontime. I do want to say that having a radio station like Skottegatan FM, having one, shepherding one, stewarding one, it's really great. There's a lot to be said for having it in your dining room. So Skottegatan FM, which is really a transmitter, a microphone, really, that's all you need. You know, yeah, transmitter, some kind of microphone, and a mixer's helpful. So you can have different inputs and balance the sounds. So that's really all you need to do a radio station. And when you declare a radio station, it suddenly becomes, it's kind of like you've got a pot of soup, and suddenly people can, you can ask people for their ingredients, and then suddenly you start to make a big stew out of the carrot that this person brought and the garlic that that person had lying around. And then that person had some beans. And then before you know it, you have this big soup. And maybe it even brings us together by the soup. That's one way of thinking about Skottegatan FM and radio. What is that wonderful sound? The amazing thing about Skottegatan FM and a small-scale radio station is that we share the outside soundscape, so that the transmission from 88.6 FM in any audible range is also hearing the outside sounds. So we're all kind of participating in a kind of duet. But I think there's even another layer to that duet, which is a beautiful, beautiful sound of industry, some kind of droney machine. And then this person being me at the microphone, and then you listening. It's kind of like hard for me to actually imagine you. Maybe that's okay. My morning coffee, because I woke so late. Maybe you're a future you. I've been thinking a lot about, you know, different forms of just making a self, really, well, different forms of separating, I guess. It's not the right word. Different forms of fear. This show has really been, this week, I should say, has been inspired inadvertently by my friend Ricarda and her bringing up on Thursday this poem called Mein Denken by Monica Rink. This is a favorite poem of Ricarda's. And it came to her mind because the first line is, Ich habe heute Mittag mein Denken gesehen. Today at noon, I saw my thoughts. Hearing sounds on the street. Today at noon, I've seen my thoughts. What about heard? That's what Ricarda does. She likes to listen to her thoughts. I'm kind of listening to my thoughts and externalizing them with you, Scott Degatten FM, and with you, listener, and still feeling that vibrational drone that's coming from, I think, the fjord. It's a great prompt for some kind of a free association. And I've been wanting to free associate again about Scott Degatten FM, to get to know you, Scott Degatten FM. Maybe it invites you to experiment and ramble in your mind, to get to know your mind, to listen to your mind, to listen to your mind. The mind and the window. The window has been a recurring theme in you, Scott Degatten FM. The window that separates, but also is a portal to the street. It's both a barrier and a portal. Maybe this is the same as radio. It's like a portal for sure, but it's also a separation. You know, we're not face to face or body near body.
That was Scott Degatten FM by Karen Warner. When Movies on the Radio put out a call for experimental film work that responded to the radio, one of the first entries we received was this video by Karen. And what I love about it is not only that it feels like a postcard from a friend I didn't know I had, but also that when we project the images of Karen's lovely, quiet Bergen neighborhood here on the sidewalk cinema screens on Main Street of a tiny, rural, upstate New York village, it feels like we're opening up a little wormhole or portal, using a little movie and radio magic to say hello to a distant neighbor. That was Scott Degatten FM by Karen Warner. Karen is an artistic research fellow at the Bergen Art Academy, working primarily with radio, and she was the 2019-2020 Wave Farm Radio Artist Fellow. Visit her website at karenwarner.net. Next up at the Sidewalk Cinema, we have another piece of video and sound art that explores sound's relationship to space and memory. Boundary Mind is a result of a collaboration between UK-based violinist Linda Jankowska, Atlanta-based composer and improviser Catherine Young, and Chicago-based filmmaker Kira McKenzie. We'll be hearing sounds drawn from an evening-length electroacoustic sound piece and aggregating multimedia installation that explores and transgresses the geographical, cultural, psychological, and musical boundaries that impact how we share our past, present, and future selves with others. In the video, everyday objects with sentimental meaning and memory-evoking power have been shared, recorded, and remixed, filmed, and animated, and collected into woven tapestries. Boundary Mind by filmmaker Kira McKenzie and collaborators Linda Jankowska and Catherine Young. To learn more about this project, you can visit boundarymind.com. Next up in the Sidewalk Cinema, we have an untitled piece from Maximilian Luc Procter. Maximilian is a French-American filmmaker and critic with a special interest in the avant-garde. He's a contributing editor for Photogene and a curator for Fracto Experimental Film Encounter. Maximilian's contribution to tonight's lineup is a bit of a departure from what we've seen and heard so far, in that he asks us to imagine with him just what a film without images might be like.
It began, as these things so often do, with an idea of silence. Of darkness. Of questioning on a gloomy day. What a film without image or sound feels like. We'd been living in Berlin for about a year, and the move wasn't easy. Heidelberg was simple enough in its absence of opportunities. By not having a real direction, I had direction. But eventually, it was time to move, and that meant a new direction. New work and new paths. New projects to be found and created. I spent the first 3 months just losing time, losing joy, losing money to my previous landlord. And it wasn't exactly a time of many new ideas. It was just a heavier gray. It was a new city with a It was a new city which took more and seemingly offered less at the outset. Nearly 4 years on now, it's easy to say that it's given me a lot being here, but it's taken a lot in the process. After we lived in Berlin for about a year, and after I tried my first serious film, a short film, which incorporated ideas I wanted to execute relating to experimental visual loops, sound loops, and somehow coercing those into a narrative. I made that film and had then nowhere to take it. No one to show it to. Nothing to be done as a next step. It supposedly played in one horror film festival in the United States, though I wasn't able to find concrete proof. So after we had lived in Berlin for 1 year, I had the idea one day, on one of my many ridiculous, lonely lunches eaten out in a restaurant, because at that time I constantly sought stimulation from the outside. I was eating, and the noise of the clattering silverware and the conversation in the concrete room continued to bounce around. It was this swirl of commotion, and no one seemed really excited, but everyone was busy. A microcosm of this city. And I closed my eyes and listened. And I visualized a film for making us all blind. A blank screen and a soundscape. The sounds of everyday life and traffic and walking around in a bustling Berlin. And the film would be somehow the experience of a blind individual. But the conceit didn't end there, because I wanted, by some miracle, for our blind protagonist to regain their sight. And first only in pieces. Pieces of barely visible flashing color. Pieces not of concrete vision, but of consciousness materialized. And the more I focused on this film, the less possible it seemed to actually make it. I excitedly would tell friends about it. They agreed that it sounded very interesting. And then I didn't make the film. After a while, I realized that my strength lies in the making. So I just have to make it first. And
that was an untitled piece by Maximilian Luke Proctor. We have one final selection to round out the evening with you tonight on Movies on the Radio. Unified Fields is a 16mm film by Brandon Wally. It captures a hot summer weekend and an odd sense of interconnectedness, yet isolation that's manifested by light waves, radio waves, and heat waves colliding in the ether, meshing with a family captured on celluloid. Brandon is a filmmaker and curator based in Detroit, Michigan. He creates 16mm, Super 8mm, and digital films that explore the interconnectedness and abstractions between humanity, ecology, industry, and technology. For over a decade, his films have been screened widely in festivals, museums, and cinematheques. Brandon has taught film production at various institutions, and he is the program director of Corktown Cinema and former co-director of the Detroit Film Center. Brandon has been Media City International Film Festival's regional artist curator since 2008, and he is head of the festival screening committee. Brandon is also currently an artist fellow with Kresge Arts in Detroit. Here's Brandon's film, Unified Fields.
Pi equals Freedom Focus for 3 minutes, 3. Freedom Focus for 3 minutes, 3.
6 4 8 2 3 3 7 8 6 7 8 3 1 6 5 2 7 1 2 0 9 6 2 8 2 9 2 5 4 0 9 1 7 1 5 3 6 4 3 6 7 8 9 2 5 9 0 3 6 0 1 1 3 3 0 5 3 0 5 4 8 8 2 0 4 6 6 5 2 1 3 8 4 1 4 6 9 5 1 9 4 1 5 1 1 6.
Thank you.
Well, that about wraps up this month's episode of Movies on the Radio. We hope you've enjoyed this special episode dedicated to the intersection of film and radio. And if you like a little movie with your radio, why not mark your calendar for May 26th when WGXC will be having its 10th anniversary drive-in event and celebration at the Greenville Drive-In. There will be DJ sets from WGXC programmers Lunar Moss, Jeff Economy, Alana Metlock, Mayuko Fujino, DJ Var, and Dan Seward of the Battlefield Earth Show. There will also be live performances by Jess Spear, Jen Cutler, Anna Fries, and Stephen Merritt of the Magnetic Fields. We'll also be screening The Powers of Ten by Ray and Charles Eames and a film by Heath Iverson. That's me. So come on out May 26th and celebrate 10 years of WGXC, community and listener-supported radio for open ears. You can visit wavefarm.org to get your tickets now. We will be back with another episode on April 8th at 7 p.m. and the second Thursday of each month here on WGXC. Meantime, check us out online at philmontmediaproject.org. That's Philmont with an F. Or you can find the Philmont Media Project on Facebook and Instagram, where you can stay updated on our Media Labs projects, programs, and workshops. If you have comments, questions, or are a moving image maker based in the Hudson Valley and would like to share your work with us, you can contact us at philmontmediaproject@gmail.com. Movies on the Radio and The Sidewalk Cinema are productions of the Philmont Media Project and are made possible, in part, with funds from the Decentralization Program, a re-grant program of the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew M. Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, administered in Columbia County by CREATE. Tonight's event was broadcast live on Wave Farm's WGXC 90.7 FM radio for open ears in New York's Upper Hudson Valley, made possible by Wave Farm's Transmit Partner Program. Tune in online at wavefarm.org/listen. Philmont Media Project is a proud member of the Purpose Cooperative Makerspace in Philmont, New York.